How good. This new track is Animistic Ritual from Frau Knotts. She's got a brand new EP, Digital Plastic Surgery, out today. I'm very lucky to be joined by Frau Knotts, aka Lauren, on the line. Morena, Lauren, how are you?
Morena, Rosetta. I'm very good, but it is quite a rainy day here in New Plymouth.
It's rainy here as well.
It's not affecting my spirits, though.
That's good. That's good. It's quite nice music to have in your headphones or in the club on a rainy day, I think.
I reckon, eh? That's the idea, is just to bounce people into the weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so cool. Digital Plastic Surgery. First of all, what a title. This is so cool. It definitely feels like a bit of a facelift when you listen to
awesome.
It. What was the thinking behind that title?
Well, it was just a term that I came up with when I was thinking about like what's involved in actually making computer music these days. And so like you can make tracks entirely with virtual instruments and samples if you wanted, or like even just with a phone now, even worse, you could give AI a prompt to make any genre of music that you want. So just thinking about like the evolution of making electronic music, like back in the day, it was like old school synths and tapes, and it was really complicated and expensive, but now it's quite accessible. And then like the plastic surgery part of it, I guess, is like how each layer within a song can be like spliced, cut, pasted, rearranged and perfected to make it sound like polished and rhythmically exact. And I guess it's kind of like what the cosmetic industry uses on human bodies like these days. You could do that to yourself if you wanted, you know?
Yeah, there's sort of a freedom in embracing the artificial sometimes. I really appreciated an Instagram post you put up a few days ago that was like a photo of, I don't even know what I'm looking at, some sort of synth, and just a little card that says abandon normal instruments.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a Brian Eno card. He's got these special cards that are like kind of deep and meaningful, like musical. They're like tarot cards for a musician, I guess. And
yeah,
like you could just pull one and then find some wisdom from it.
I feel like your music as well, this is your sophomore EP. I feel like your music has always been rooted in a sort of futuristic element. Like it's very synth forward. But this, with Digital Plastic Surgery, you've definitely taken a dancey sort of club turn. What has that journey been like?
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah? What's that journey to that sort of club-friendly sound been like for you?
True. Well, I guess like I kind of fell in love with club music when I lived in Berlin. Obviously going to like Berghain and some of those amazing techno clubs, and it was super minimalistic. It was super industrial. Hardly anything changed in the music over like hours and hours, but you kind of fell in love with that part of it. And like, I guess also from me, I'm coming from a jazz background. Like I've studied jazz in Wellington, got a music degree in it. So for me, like harmony is super important as well. So I guess it's some sort of like combination of like chord progressions and my love for harmony and slowly evolving beats. Some of them, like Animistic Ritual, are super slow and minimalistic, but then there are others on this EP that are really like arcade game kind of sounds. And I'm trying to explore all those different corners of music that makes you want to dance. So
For sure. The jazz musician to DJ / producer pipeline is quite strong, eh? There's quite a few people doing that.
Yeah, it's so interesting, eh? Who else have you heard of lately that have been moving into that beats realm?
I mean, I just think of like Wellington-based people like Corey Champion, who's like, you know, amazing jazz drummer, but then also does stuff with Borrowed CS, and it's just like an interesting crossover of genres, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know. He's really inspirational for me, for sure.
So cool. So the making of this EP, it's like pretty much entirely produced by you, is that right?
Yeah, it's all produced by me. But we also, in New Plymouth here, have this beautiful studio called Rhythm Ace Studio. And Sam Johnson, the owner, he's a mastering, mixing engineer, producer, recording engineer, all of the above. And he came from South London to come and join us here in New Plymouth. So that's pretty amazing. He's had an illustrious career in London producing all sorts, from grime to jazz and stuff like that. And now he just lives on the coast, and all of us musos and Taranaki absolutely love him. We go to him, and yeah, he mixed and mastered my EP.
So cool. Digital plastic surgery feels, we sort of mentioned it before, but it feels equally like something that is amazing to have in your headphones, but also you could totally dance to it at a rave. Where do you think is the best place for people to listen to this?
Like, what would be my dream kind of scenario for them to listen? Is that what you mean? That's a good question. I actually thought about this before I even rolled out this whole EP. I was like, where do I want people to listen to this? And in my imagination, I was thinking some sort of like industrial area with kind of corrugated iron, big warehouses, dusty concrete floors, and just big speakers that kind of, like reverberate and bounce off the walls. Like, that's kind of even what I did with Animistic Ritual, with like the snare. Like, I tried to have some sort of delay on it to make it sound like it is bouncing off a walls in a big space. So yeah, definitely like big warehouses. But of course, in the car is fine too, on your way to work, like zipping you into another universe.
That's awesome. I think if I listen to this in my car, I might start speeding, but maybe that's just me.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like the making of it, you sort of incorporated quite a bit of experimental stuff with the production.
Yeah, definitely. Like in the last track called Consumer Culture, that was like my absolute favorite one. It was supposed to be just like a bonus track. It was like a half done demo, but it's got like little bleeps and blops that sound like the pack and save checkout, and like there's like car engine starts and like human gasps and stuff, and I just tried to like warp it to sound really confronting and obnoxious, like like that commentary on our need to fill a void with stuff, and how like advertising just manipulates us into thinking that more stuff is just what we need to be happy. So I was like, how can we make that sonically? Like, how can we tell that story? It sounds really funny. I hope people will check that one out, Consumer Culture.
Yeah, I do love that track. I also like how that's the only track with vocals on the album, and like lyrics, and the lyric is I love it. That just gets repeated over and over. It's crazy. It's crazy how a song can tell you so much through sound and not by just handing it to you with the lyrics.
Yeah, I know, right? And I think that's part of like the journey. Like, I am a singer and I love performing, in front of crowds and with my jazz quartet. I have another life just as a band leader singing and stuff. But I guess like this kind of project is an experiment, like what you said, just trying not to say things in words and seeing what kind of scenarios pop up in the listener's imagination as well. Like, I'm always interested in that.
So cool. I'm sure our listeners are wondering whether we can expect you up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, maybe in an industrial corrugated iron shed anytime soon.
Hey, mate, have you got a shed for me?
You know, I'm not sure, but I'll have a look into it. I feel like we need to get you a shed up here somewhere so we can all have a rave in the Tāmaki Makaurau rain.
Yes, that would be so cool. Imagine like trying to block out the rain on the shed roof, or maybe that's just adding to the sound.
I think it's just all part of the like overstimulation of it all in a beautiful way, you know?
Yes, I know. I would love to come to Tāmaki Makaurau, so stay tuned. I have been before to Dungeon at Whammy Bar and performed there last year. It was so awesome, and I really hope to be back soon. So yeah, please follow me on Instagram, Frau, FRAU underscore knots, which is KNOTZ, And I will definitely keep people posted if I'm coming to Tāmaki Makaurau sometime soon.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for chatting with us. Congrats on the new EP. Digital Plastic Surgery is out via Bandcamp now, and it's bloody good.
Thank you so much, Rosetta, for having me on air. I'm so stoked with BFM's support, and it's really an honor to be on the airwaves on your station. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're going to close out by listening to Left Eye Luna, which is on the EP. Thank you, Lauren. Yeah, shout out Frown Knots. Have a mean day.
Cheers, Rosetta. Thank you. You too.
Shout out to the texter who said, back in the day, there was a saying that when it rained on the weekend, there must be an outdoor psytrance party on. If anyone's having an outdoor psytrance party, please text in. I'd love to be there. But we're just having our own little psytrance party. Right here, right now. This is Frown Knots with Left Eye Luna. Brand new EP. Digital Plastic Surgery is out today, and it's real good. Thank you so much, Lauren, aka Frown Knots, for having a cordial with me. You're on BFM, we're going to give away those Bic Ringer tickets very soon.